To Iraq now. The government, or the parliament anyway, begins a summer recess tomorrow from Baghdad. They still have not settled details for upcoming elections, but they did approve a budget, a national budget, and it turns out they had some money to play with. There's a new report out on that from a U.S. agency in Washington, the Government Accountability Office.
So the national budget now has an enormous surplus, and yet the United States is still paying for much of that country's reconstruction. James Glantz writes about this for the New York Times today. And James, so there is now a surplus? The Iraqi budget has a surplus?
Well, an enormous surplus, something approaching $30 billion as of the end of 2007, and the Accountability Office projects another $38 to $50 billion this year when oil prices have been so high.
So what are they doing with all that money?
They're sitting on it. We've reported, others have reported over the last couple of years, the strangest situation in Iraq. The country just has a hard time spending its money, and that's what's happened with the surplus.
So it's actually sitting in a bank account somewhere?
That's right, collecting passbook savings. Some of it is in the Federal Reserve Bank in New York City, believe it or not. That's the account the UN set up in 2003 to handle oil revenues, and $10 billion of the surplus is there. In fact, the U.S. has been obliged to pay something like $430 million in interest on that money.
So the U.S. is paying interest on that money that's just sitting there and paying for reconstruction.
Well, that's the part that I think rubs a lot of observers and political figures. Now, you know, the question's been raised, if Iraq has this huge surplus, why has the United States spent $48 billion on the reconstruction of Iraq in the last 4 or 5 years, let's say?
Well, you could argue that the United States blew up the infrastructure, so it should pay for it.
You know, that's a tough one because it's true that a lot of damage happened with looting, especially after the invasion, when facilities, electrical, oil, water, you name it, were not guarded. But, you know, in point of fact, it was also in bad shape after the 91 invasion when the U.S. did target a lot of those facilities, and the Saddam Hussein regime was not terribly good about keeping up its infrastructure and kind of let it fall apart. So it's a combination of reasons.
Okay, so if all this money is sitting in a bank account or several bank accounts, who's responsible for getting it out of there and spending it and using it to repair the country?
It's really the Iraqi ministries. You know, it's a very bureaucratic government, and that's part of its problem. You know, there's a Ministry of Oil, there's a Ministry of Electricity, there's a Ministry of Water. You name it, they have a ministry for it. But the problem is they're not very well staffed with people who have the expertise to do something you'd think of as being rather simple, like write a contract. There's been a huge brain drain over there for obvious reasons. Or just go out and, you know, build a power plant. And that's the problem they're having in Iraq right now.
So this information, will it be used at all by Congress to cut back spending?
Well, remember, this report was actually requested by Senators Levin and Warner, a Democrat and a Republican, and they've been sounding outrage about this issue even before the figures came out. I think you're going to see a little traction on this one. I mean, I don't think it sits very well with people that the U.S. is paying for the reconstruction when Iraq has this unspent money.
James, thanks.
Pleasure.
James Glantz is Baghdad Bureau Chief for The New York Times.